I know. I was laughing.
Again. You was. That's what you do.
No, that's what you do.
No, now.
Catch me laughing on. And hit the button.
What's up, Rich?
I am good and tired.
Yeah. It's been a week, a month.
It's been a couple months. Yeah, it's been a rough couple weeks, man.
Yeah, it has. Yeah. What'd you do today? You put them air conditioners in, right?
Air conditioners in my house, yeah.
Nice.
Central air unit's out, so we're using window units.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah.
That's always a good time.
Well, the electric bill's like $1,000.
Right, yeah. It's like, well, we saved on putting a new central heating air in, but we're going to pay that in just electric bills.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's going to cool off soon. So
yeah, that's true, yeah. If it's not like last year it was, what, November? Mid-November by the time it really started?
Yeah, we were sweating on Halloween. Yeah. I remember trick-or-treating and just sweating, just rolling off.
Like, this is stupid. Yeah. Why are we doing this?
That wasn't cool.
I just don't know, man, you know? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of the Almost Brothers Podcast. After a week off.
Yes.
That was pretty nice. Yeah. You know, take a little break.
Sorry
after.
About that. We were exhausted last week. So
to say that's an understatement.
Yeah,
we were moving into the new building, so we were kind of tired and wanted to take a week off.
And we did.
So here we are. We're back. Little mini
back in style.
Mini vacation that we didn't get to vacation on.
Luke came in church yesterday. What's up?
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. He sure did. I forgot about that yesterday morning. He's like, what's up? I'm like, who said that? That is awesome.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep. We got court papers today.
Yeah.
Blaze and Zane. We're going to be able to do the adoption in November, I think.
That is awesome.
If I read the papers correctly. Wow. I'm not a lawyer.
I'm just glad you can read.
It is impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, my sixth grade education serves me well. But,
you know, right? Campbell. Yeah. Campbell High School.
Campbell High School.
CHS.
Go fighting camels.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Easy. That's so
ain't
funny.
Nothing dangerous about a camel. Come on.
Well, on today's episode, we're going to be talking about, I don't know. Not I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but we're going to be talking about the subject of I don't know.
Yeah, you originally told me this, and I'm like confused. So.
Yeah, you're like, what are we going to talk about? I'm like, I don't know. And you're like, okay, we probably need to come up with something. I'm like, I just did.
We did that already.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I kind of had this question of when did it become a bad thing, not only in church settings, but in society to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like within the age of information and we all have computers in our pockets and all that, you know, we think that we have to know everything all the time.
I can Google it.
Oh, my goodness. Jamie does this, okay? Love you, babe. She does this. Like, instead of just letting me have my moment and be like, oh, my gosh, babe, I watched this funny video. And like, as soon as I should, she's like, yeah, I know. I've seen it. It's like, will you just let me have my moment? Like, laugh.
I want to tell you why I find it funny.
Yeah. It's like, I found it funny and I thought about you. Yeah, I seen it already. I'm like, you know what? Just forget it.
I don't even want to share it with you now.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I just want to talk about, you know, being okay, not only with somebody telling us, I don't know, but us ourselves saying, right. I don't know, you know, as spiritual leaders. You know, or spiritual, you know, spiritual head people of a church, you know, it's a hard thing to do because you think that you've got to have the answer to every question that every single person comes up with.
Well, it's the worst possible thing to do
is
to tell somebody something that you're not 100% sure is true.
Yeah.
You know, somebody asks me something I don't know the answer to, I will tell them, I don't know currently, but I will find out.
Right. Or I'll ask somebody that doesn't know.
I'll ask one of the multitude of people that are smarter than me.
Gosh. Right. That's, man. It's like I try to listen to a lot more seasoned people or a lot more educated people on a lot of things. And, you know, I tell Jamie this all the time is, you know, she's always like, oh, my gosh, you just think you know everything. It's like, no. Because if I don't know something, I will try to keep my mouth shut. I will be very, if you ever see a conversation going on and I'm very quiet, it's because I don't know anything about this conversation.
Right. It's when we're talking about construction.
Right, exactly. I will sit there and not say a word or like joke about how little I know about it, you know. But if I don't know it, if I'm not researched on it, I will try to just remain silent on it and try to learn.
Defer to people that do know.
Right, correct, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, what... Do you have a question that you know that someone has asked you that you're like, ooh, I don't know. You know, maybe even one that sparked your interest, just like, I don't know, but I'd like to know the answer to that question.
Well, the boys do it to me. I guess I appreciate that they think I know a lot of things that I don't know, but they'll assume that I know something for whatever reason.
Yeah. But you're talking about the older boys?
Yeah. Yeah, the older boys, they'll come up to me and they'll be like, hey, Dad, how do I do this with my car or tag this or do, you know, whatever. And I do know some of the stuff, but you know, if I don't know, I'll just tell them, I don't know, but I know where we can find out. Yeah. You know, it's not a matter of knowing everything or thinking, you know, everything. It's like what you was talking about with one uppers at Sunday service, you know, is that those people that they know, even if they don't have a clue,
right?
They know.
They know somebody that knows, right. Or they hurt. Yeah, yeah.
And it's so annoying. Like if you don't, it's okay,
right?
It's okay, it's not good, to man. Know.
Yeah,
and it just drives me crazy because I've got family members that way. They're just like they know it. They've done it. They've seen it. They got it figured out.
Man, what drives me crazy is when someone will come and ask you a question, and you don't have the answer. You say, "Huh, I'm not really sure," and they'll go, "Well, aren't you a pastor? Right. You're supposed to know." And it's like, people do that with teachers. I've noticed this. They'll come up and ask me, you know, hey, who is the 12th president of the United States? I'm like, I don't know. I could look it up. Aren't you a history teacher? It's like, yeah, I'm a history teacher, but I don't know every single detail about history ever.
Right.
Like that. No,
I'm not Nicholas Cage.
Right. Like, no, chill out. Like it just, and same thing, you know, same thing with pastoring. Like, hey, yeah, in Ezekiel 1 verse 7, it says this. What do you think about that? It's like, oh, I don't know. I haven't, you know, I don't have that memory. Aren't you a pastor? Yeah, I don't have the Bible memorized front to back, every single scripture. Like, chill, you know. So I think it's crazy how people expect that from you, and just expect you to have this stuff to know it. Right.
To be there on quick reference.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I can't remember my name most days. So
right.
Remembering the whole Bible is not going
to
happen.
And I think that has a lot to do with us as a society wanting to have the answer. Because we don't want people to look at us like that. Like, oh, you're stupid. You don't know. Or you're bad at that thing, you know? So it's like.
Well, I know people that will ask me a question and then proceed to tell me the answer. I'm like. Why are we having this conversation? Mm-hmm. If you know, why are you bothering me?
Yeah. Or not only ask you a question that you don't know, but they do know, ask you a question that they'll let you answer it and then tell you you're wrong when you answer it. It's like, so why don't you just say that from the beginning?
Right.
Why did you ask me instead of going, hey, did you know?
Right.
Fill in the blank.
Right.
And also, I know something that I've tried to work on in myself is being able to even if you do know something, you know, because like somebody, especially with movies for me, like somebody will say a stat or something about a movie and I don't have to say, I know every time. It's okay to go, oh, that's interesting. Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. You know, just to stop kind of one-upping that person. Right. Like, oh, I already knew that. Actually, I knew that already, you know, and it's like, or like, you know, small details that person may have incorrect. It's okay to not correct them.
Yes.
Like, just take a second
and
go.
Yes, Mike, it is.
I know. I'm trying to work on it, man. Because it does. Because I do. I want the correct. I want people to know the correct difference. But it's like something that's irrelevant.
Right.
Like, it's okay to just let them. Like, oh, yeah, Jurassic Park came out in 1991. It's like, no, it didn't. But just to correct them, like, that. What is that doing?
Right.
It's not really, you know, it's just like.
Well, I have to really stop myself just from the grammar stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's just a weird Rain Man thing I've got that it bothers me.
Yeah,
when people use words the wrong way, but I'm getting better at not saying anything.
Well, have you noticed that I now on purpose say words the wrong way?
Are you testing me?
Yes, absolutely. I'm picking at that 100%.
Nice.
I still have your name in my phone as Randall, R-A-N-D-L-E.
Yeah. Yeah, people butcher my last name.
Yeah, because it's record, a weird last name.
R-A-N-D-L.
No E.
No E.
No E.
That's right. We did a whole episode about it.
Yes. Oh, we did. Yeah, the very first one you were on. I forgot about that. Or like, you know, the first one you were co-hosting on.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, it's just like little things like that. It's like, dude, just let it be. Mm-hmm. Let it be. It'll be okay.
And I'm bad about that, you know, wanting to be the guy with the answer.
Yeah.
So I really have to watch myself, because sometimes I'll jump in where I don't belong.
Yeah.
And then look even dumber than if I'd have just
like, I'm
up.
Sorry. I asked. That's my bad. I shouldn't have said anything.
I'm bad about jumping in the middle of a conversation that I'm not involved in to try and provide information that ain't accurate.
You're like, oh crap. My bad. That's so funny.
Oopsie.
Yeah. Which I do. I get bad at that too, is, you know, actually, mm-hmm. This is that. And it's good at, you know, you want people, like I said, to be correct, you know, right. So some instances it's good to do right. That, but there's a lot that you could just let it go. Just yeah. Let it go. I know it's
you
tough.
Messed
Michael, let it
you
go.
Messed everybody up with Jude yesterday.
Yeah.
Because like, you said Jude 3-7.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like,
there's only one chapter. Yep. So you just left off the chapter.
Yep.
So me and Olivia's looking at each other. Did you mean chapter 3? There's no chapter 3. I'm confused. What am I supposed to be on? Yeah. Right now?
Even Jennifer, when she was putting it in the computer, she was like, "Well, what chapter?" I'm like, "There's only one chapter. Right. It's just one thing. It's just 3, yeah. 3-7." Yeah, yeah. And I didn't even. I think that's what made me stop. That's why I didn't have it in my. I was finishing writing up my notes, and she was talking about that. So that's where I stopped at. So I'm like, I think I'm in Jude here. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's where we're at.
Messed up the pastor.
Yeah, and so yeah. But yeah, I'm especially where I really catch myself being bad at that is with Jamie.
Yeah.
That's where I really, really catch myself, you know, like trying to correct her and things. And it's like, just let it go. It'll be okay. You know,
yeah, because she doesn't want correction.
None. It doesn't matter.
Jennifer doesn't either. Yeah. She does not want you to correct her.
Yeah. And when it's stuff that's irrelevant, it's like, just shut up, Michael. It's not, right. It's not something important.
Doesn't
just
change
leave it.
Anything.
No, not at all.
And I used to be bad about that with salvation issues. You know, if somebody wanted to argue with me about the Bible.
Yeah.
If it's not something that's directly influencing your salvation.
Yeah.
I'll just let you talk.
Yeah. And especially with somebody that it doesn't matter. You could give them 1,000 right. scriptures and it's not going to change their mind.
Right.
So it's like, don't even waste your time getting into that argument.
Right.
I fell into a few arguments like that, especially with family members. That's like, this was a waste of time to even right. start arguing about. Now we're deep into this bad argument over something they're not going to, they're 100% wrong.
Right.
But they're not going to change their mind on it.
Right.
Stop. Don't even get into that. You
even
just,
even if they realize halfway through the argument that they're
oh,
wrong.
Oh no, that's going to make it worse. Right. Matter of fact. It's going to make the argument a lot worse. But it's like, you're not going to change your mind. It's not worth arguing over. It's not worth it. So just let it go. Don't even, you know. And even if it's a 100% incorrect, sometimes that person is just not, they're not looking for the right answer. They're looking to argue.
Right.
So don't even give them that. Like, yeah. No, I'm not even going to argue about it.
Yeah.
But it's tough. It really is.
Yeah, when I first got saved, I was really bad about it. You know, that's. I would say every baby Christian probably goes through that. You know, they get saved and they want to take everybody in the whole world with them.
Yeah.
Which we do, but you can't.
Right.
You know, there's like a pick your battles kind of thing.
That's,
you know,
exactly just, right. Yeah.
And that's something that I've had to really use some discretion and spiritual maturity about, is when to jump into that battle.
Yeah. I do it with Zeke too. He'll come and tell me something about a video game. I'm like, boy, I've been playing video games 10 times longer than you've been alive. Be quiet. Yeah. Like, tell me about this.
Easton with his tattoos.
Oh, my gosh. It drives me nuts, dude. He's like, yeah, you know what you need to put on tattoos. I'm like, Easton, I've got like 75. You've got 2. Stop it.
Half my body's covered. Like, I got this figured out.
Oh, my goodness, dude. Yeah.
I love that boy.
Oh, yeah. He's super, super educated now.
Yeah.
On his 2 tattoos. Yeah. Yeah, you know, never been in a tattoo shop, but
right,
you know,
right.
he's you know,
he is something.
That's awesome. So what else you got on your heart? I don't know. Oh.
You jumped in instead of letting me answer.
No, I'm sorry. My bad. My bad.
Man, it's just God's overwhelmed me lately.
Yeah.
With just things, man. I see God working in my life.
Yeah.
And that's something that we take for granted a lot.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, we get saved, and after we're saved for a while, that's what I was talking about yesterday during praise and worship. It's just when you're saved for a while, you kind of tend to take it for granted and forget, yeah. You know.
It's like it always reminds me of when the guys, they lowered their friend down from the roof, mm-hmm. right? And they lower him down, and Jesus said, because of your, you know, of your friend's faith, you're forgiven.
Right.
And then everybody kind of looks around. They're like, who is this guy that thinks he can forgive sins? Mm-hmm. So they overlook the sins. And then when he heals them and says, stand up and walk, take your mat and go, that's when they're like, oh, this must be God. Right. This must be God. So they overlook the more miraculous thing
right.
for the thing that was more visually appealing.
Absolutely.
So we overlook the really big things in God's eyes for other things, you know.
And we do that. We're constantly looking for these big miracles.
Yeah.
You know, these huge signs and wonders.
I want to see signs, wonders.
Yes, and we just miss the little things that God does throughout the day for us.
Yep. It's like you paid your bills this month.
Yes.
That's a miracle. I don't know about any of our listeners. That's a miracle in my household. Okay? So it's like, yeah, we overlook those little things of every day. God, thank you for waking me up. Thank you for my job. Thank you for my kids. Thank you for all these things.
Yeah.
And we overlook that and go, God, I just really need you to move today. I just really need you to show me that you're here with me. And it's like, I did.
Yeah.
I put it all around you.
Yep.
Ignoring that for something else.
We focus on any bad thing that we can find instead of all the good things.
Yeah. Yep. It's so easy, man. I mean, we're just built like that, you know. It's so easy to look at that, but
we're so stupid as humans.
It is. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Well, what'd you think about the first episode of The Chosen?
It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. Oof, it's
and it get it just oh it gets.
Yeah, I can't wait. Yeah, men's and women's group. Well, men's group for sure. We're watching The Chosen, so it's going to be mind blowing. I know it is, and I've been wanting to watch it for a long time. I just haven't. I thought it'd be a really good way to spend our men's group to watch that and discuss the episodes. And it's the first one was really, really good.
Oh yeah. And it's just getting started, you know, and that's one of the things I kind of tell people as they're going into it. Like just, you know, the first episode takes a little bit, you know, cause it's kind of backstory in a lot of people, but it's like, just stick with it. Kind of like the, you know, the creator said, he said, hey, you're going to start and you're gonna be like, oh, where's Jesus at? You know, it's like, just, he'll be there. Just let it build up to it. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but it was really good.
I'm excited. It's
like just putting real faces to the Bible people that you read about. You know, it's gonna be really good.
Yeah, and I think that's really what did it for me. Is I'm very visual anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, so being able to see these things that we've read and we've studied and preached on, like to see it.
Right.
You know. And God, we know before everybody freaks out, like calm down. We know there's going to be some liberties that the creators take. Good Lord, let's calm down and chill out a little
calm
bit.
Calm down.
Golly. We get it. Okay. We get it. It's just still awesome to have something like this available. You know, growing up, you know, we had VeggieTales. even though that was decent, but that wasn't this, you know, it's a complete different thing. So
I didn't get any VeggieTales.
We had VeggieTales and the Ten Commandments. Was that Marlon Brando? Is that?
That was not, it was Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That was one a good movie. Old,
yeah.
It's, you know, that holds up. It's old. It's still a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not Spielberg.
Right. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's
good for what it is.
It is what it is. Yeah. Yeah. But so it's cool to, and not only to have something like this is that's good quality, but to have it for free is crazy.
Yeah.
Like the fact that this is something that is available is awesome.
Yes.
So I'm
and
I'm
the
excited.
Guy that plays Lonnie in Jesus Revolution is Jesus in The Chosen. So I really love that movie.
Yeah. It is a good movie.
Yeah.
And Matthew is in that movie. You know, when they're out handing out pamphlets.
Yeah.
It's cool because he like, He says, hey, man, I'd like to give you one of these. He turns around. They kind of look at each other. He hands them one. Yeah, that's it's like cool. A little cameo.
Yeah.
Now you have to go back and watch it and catch that. Yeah. Yeah. Like, hey, Matthew.
Darn it. I got to watch it again.
Yeah, it's so good. Yeah.
It's on some streaming. I saw it yesterday.
HBO I think Max, Peacock.
Maybe. Peacock.
I think Peacock, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anything on your heart?
No, man. Just, I'm trying to relax a little bit. I've been really stressed the past couple months. And
back to work tomorrow.
Back to work tomorrow. Yep. Getting ready for the school year. Just trying to relax, dude. I've been stressed to the point of like hiding in the bathroom and crying.
That's not a good place
to be. It's not good at all. I know I shouldn't, but I always let the stress kind of get to me and I get down, I get freaked out and I feel like the walls are closing in. I feel like I'm not doing a good enough job in these three areas because I'm focused on this one area and people don't understand and everybody hates me and I'm not doing it good enough and all these things. And I really, you know, I kind of let it pile up on me and I don't like struggling at all, but I definitely don't like struggling in front of people.
Right.
Because I feel like, for me, that I know you're supposed to, and of course I have my circle of people I go to, but I feel like it makes me feel even worse when I have to do that. So I try to just kind of take it on the chin and keep it moving, isn't the healthiest thing.
Probably stop doing that.
Yeah, it isn't the healthiest thing, but it is what it is.
Just the fact that you feel like you need to hide to cry,
yeah,
is not good.
Yeah,
that's probably a sign of depression or something.
And I think I have a lot of tendencies of that. There's a lot of days where I shut my phone off or right. ignore it, and all I want to do is sit and watch some sad movie.
But Mike, you're a man of God.
Right. How dare you?
You can't have emotions like that.
Bye. You got me messed up. And it's just, and it's nothing I can pinpoint. So like Jamie's really good at she'll notice instantly right. when something's wrong, when something's off. But it's not something I can pinpoint, so I can't even articulate why right. I'm upset or what it is. It's like, well, what's the matter? Kind of everything.
Yeah, just piling on.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the church, and it's my own spiritual walk, and it's the kids, and it's the marriage, and it's the money, and it's, I mean, literally everything.
Right.
You know, and it gets to the point where I feel like I'm a big baby and stop crying and suck it up and you're so blessed and, you know, all the cliche things that we tell ourselves. Right. And I just feel alone a lot of times. And it's weird for me to feel alone. I can't imagine somebody else that actually is alone, but for me to feel alone with everybody else around right. me is really, you know, make me feel even more like a baby. Like there's some people that don't have anybody.
Yeah, that doesn't negate the way you feel.
Yeah, it really doesn't. And it just, I don't know, man. And I've been like that especially last about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Just everything. But we going to make it, man. We're going to push through.
We are. You got me. I got you, babe.
Wow. Wow.
Write that down.
So anyway, piggybacking off of that, we are within the next week or two, depending on setting stuff up, we will be going on YouTube as well. So we'll be back to video format as well as staying podcast and audio only. So if you haven't, go on YouTube, subscribe to the channel, The Almost Brothers Podcast, and you'll be able to see our faces here in the next couple of weeks.
Not necessarily.
I don't know if that's
a
good thing. You might just want to stick to the audio only, but so what we're going to do is we're going to schedule the video to go up the same time as the audio.
Right.
So they'll go up on the same day. So whether you're at home or in the car, whatever it may be, you'll be able to listen to it and hopefully be blessed by it.
Amen.
Just try to get on here and be transparent. That's all we can do.
We do that.
Yep. Sometimes in the worst of ways. Love y'all.
Hey guys, thanks for hanging out with us today. If you don't have a home church, come see us at Remnant in Malden, Missouri. Service times are 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on Sunday. And do us a favor, man, and go to your podcast platform. Give us a like, subscribe, and rate us, please. And share. God bless each and every one of you. Later.